What's up, everyone? This is JT and Healthy Tycoon Journey. It is Foodie Friday. That means I'm talking about everything nutrition related. So after yesterday's show talking about the extreme diet, the HCG diet, I got some questions and comments, and several comments was talking about quote-unquote starvation mode. So I wanted to discuss that in more detail because, you know, there is a difference. I don't want to say starvation mode isn't real, because it absolutely is. However, starvation mode isn't, you know, an accurate description of what actually happens to the body. So I wanted to go over that in a little bit of detail today. So we know that generally weight loss is seen as a good thing because it can improve our health, both mentally and physically, and, you know, it gives us all sorts of benefits, you know, when we don't have the excess weight or the excess fat, you know, on our body. So it's easier on our joints, our ligaments, tendons. It's easier to move. Weighing less can definitely decrease our risk for certain chronic conditions, help us breathe better, so on and so forth. So I wanted to talk about how the brain actually sees weight loss. And because that's where, you know, that quote unquote starvation mode starts with. Because our brain doesn't necessarily see it as a good thing. Our brain is more concerned about keeping the body from starving and making sure that, you know, we survive at all costs. So when we lose weight or lose a lot of weight, the body is trying to conserve energy by reducing the amount of calories that we burn. So it actually makes us feel hungrier, more fatigued. You know, we may have more cravings for certain types of food that aren't always healthy. You can just feel just like, oh man, I don't have that get up and go. Or you may feel like, oh, I've been so lazy today. All of that is intertwined with how our brain reacts to when we're losing a lot of weight. So this can actually cause us to stop losing weight, and it can make you feel, you know, uneasy and just defeated. And this is a big concern and a reason why some people just, you know, they kind of throw their hands up and be like, F it, I'm just not going to do that. They go back to their normal habits. Or if they lost weight, they may hit a plateau, or they couldn't sustain whatever they were doing. You know, the cravings just got too much for them, or whatever the case may be. And, you know, they just stopped. Or, you know, the other thing that we dread, you know, they gain the weight back. So what I've been talking about, this response, this is what is often called the quote unquote starvation mode. But it's really just the brain's natural defense mechanism to protect us from starvation. So that's why, you know, I wanted to really talk about the starvation mode, just to clarify some things, because I'm not saying starvation mode isn't true. I just believe it's a more accurate way to look at things, and it can shed a lot of light. But before I jump into that, let me just quickly say here, because I don't want, you know, comments saying that, you know, I was calling starvation mode a myth, because I'm not. But I do want to say that there are things that we can do for ourselves to help prevent the quote unquote starvation mode from happening, and kind of help us to lose weight without having, you know, some of those side effects that I was just talking about. So let's clarify actually, you know, what this starvation mode really means. Because what it is, again, it's our body's natural response to calorie restriction. And the most important thing to remember is it's not just calorie restriction, it's long-term calorie restriction. So all of this involves, you know, our body responding to the reduced caloric intake by, of course, reducing the calories that we're burning in the attempt to maintain our energy balance and to prevent starvation. Like I said, you know, weight loss is generally seen as a good thing, but our brain, you know, it doesn't necessarily see it that way. So just keep that in mind. So let's talk about obesity and talk about losing the fat mass. So of course, the body puts energy into the fat tissues, storing it for the later use. So of course, the energy meaning calories. So if more calories enter the fat tissue than leave it, well then of course we are going to gain weight, we're going to gain the fat. Now if more calories leave the fat tissue than enter it, of course we lose fat. Now that's an absolute fact. So pretty much all weight loss diets cause some sort of reduction in the calorie intake. It can be by controlling the calories directly, like counting the calories or weighing portions, things like that. Or it could be by reducing the appetite, so we just eat fewer calories automatically. So when that happens, calories leaving the fat tissue become greater than the calories entering. So of course we lose weight, we lose fat. But, or I should probably say, however, the body doesn't, you know, see this in the same way as we do. In many cases, it sees this as like the beginning of starvation. So this is when the body starts its natural responses. It tries to counteract by doing everything it can to make you stop actually losing the fat or losing weight. So remember in the beginning of the program, I said, you know, the brain as well as the body, it starts making you feel those symptoms, more hungry. So you start to eat more, actually increasing, you know, your caloric intake. But what is most relevant to what I'm saying or discussing with you here is what happens to the amount of calories that goes out. So the amount of calories that we actually burn. So going back to that term starvation mode, that implies that your body reduces calories out in an attempt to restore energy, that energy balance, and stop you from losing any more weight, like point blank. So, and that's even in the face of you still reducing your calories in. So your caloric restriction, I guess, is the best way to say that. So that's why, you know, I go back to, you know, the most appropriate term is not starvation mode, but adaptive thermogenesis. So without getting, you know, too much into, you know, a lot of science jargon, you know, when you restrict your caloric intake, you do have those adaptive physiological responses. So that means your BMR, went over that, the basal metabolic rate. Then you have the thermic effect of food, the thermic effect of exercise, and then you have the non-exercise activity thermogenesis. So it's four things that are affected because they all go down when you cut your calories and you lose weight. So again, that adaptive thermogenesis
it's absolutely true. You know, weight loss and reduced calorie intake can lead to reduced burning of calories. That is a fact. And how you combat that is you want to lift weights. You want to do some type of strength training. We talked about the benefits of strength training on our BMR. So that's a big way to avoid the metabolic slowdown. Another way is, you know, you want to keep your protein high. So protein, you know, is, you know, kind of the key macronutrient when it comes to losing weight. It can reduce your appetite and it boosts metabolism. So you definitely want to make sure you keep that in mind when you are changing your nutrition plan or dieting. You want to make sure that you're getting appropriate amounts of protein in. And then something that, you know, can be useful to some, not all, but having those little moderate cheat days, you know, because you're taking a break from the diet. And I'm not saying, you know, you're just eating all junk food or something like that. Like a cheat meal, you know, can be useful when it comes to losing weight, or mainly in like that maintenance phase. It's okay to have like a cheat meal, just to kind of shake up or boost those hormones that can go down when you're having that adaptive thermogenesis. And the hormones I'm talking about are leptin and thyroid. So, you know, cheat meals, you know, can be somewhat beneficial. And again, I'm not saying, you know, that someone is going, you know, haul out just all unhealthy processed food. But no, I'm saying in moderation, you know, you have a cheat meal and maybe you've eaten great all day, all the weeks. And then maybe you have dessert. You know, some sort of dessert, or, you know, maybe you bake some French fries instead of, you know, frying them in grease. You know what I'm saying? But again, just those little breaks from, you know, the diet, you know, has been shown to help some, not all. Remember, everyone's different, but it can increase those hormones, and in particular, the thyroid and leptin. So I hope this helps about, you know, what starvation mode is. And again, I'm not saying starvation mode is a myth, because it's not. I'm just pointing out, you know, what starvation mode actually is. It is adaptive thermogenesis. And just by using the term starvation mode, it can be counterproductive for some, because if they're trying to lose weight and they keep saying, oh, starvation mode, starvation mode, starvation mode, that can be seen as a negative, and it can really impact the results negatively. So that's all I really wanted to point out. I hope that answered several of the questions and comments that I had. If not, you know, feel free to hit me up on Instagram at healthy_tycoon_journey, or you can follow me on Facebook at JT Greer. But as always, have a great and productive day.